Clyde Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. There's a worldwide epidemic. Despite all the advances of modern medicine and the prolification of faith healers, the death rate is still one for one. With death on such a rampage endangering everybody we know, we desperately need to understand God's remedy regarding death. Religion's response is actually to pretend like death doesn't exist. Christianity has fallen for the satanic lie of Eden, "Thou shalt not surely die," when in fact we will die. Contrary to religious opinion, death is real, and it's not our friend, but our enemy. But thanks to Father, this enemy will one day be destroyed, and God's hope regarding death is resurrection. The fact of death is that we are all going to go to the same place when we die. We're going to the grave. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 19 through 20 says, "For that which befalls the sons of men befalls beasts. As the one dies, so dies the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man has no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity, all go to one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again." The dead are not in heaven. There is no man in heaven except the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:3 says, "And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven." Even the patriarch David is not in heaven. Acts chapter 2, verses 29 and 34 say, "Men and brothers, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us even unto this day, for David is not ascended into the heavens." Death does not take one to be with the Lord. Death is not the gateway to heaven. Death is the gateway to the grave. It's resurrection that's the gateway to heaven. The dead are in their graves. That's what the scriptures teach us. John 5:28, "All who are in the graves shall hear his voice." Daniel 12:2, "Them who sleep in the dust shall awake." Isaiah 26:19, "You who dwell in the dust." The dead are always said to be in the scriptures where their bodies are. They're never in some other place. For instance, Sarah was buried, not the body of Sarah. In Genesis 23:19, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field. Abraham was buried, not just the body of Abraham. Genesis 25:10, "There was Abraham buried." David is dead and buried, not just his body. 1 Kings 2:10, "So David slept with his fathers and was buried." Solomon, he too is asleep and in the grave. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 31, "And Solomon slept with his fathers and he was buried." Stephen was buried, not just the body of Stephen. Acts chapter 8, verse 2, "And devout men carried Stephen to his burial." Man is not immortal. Regardless of what theology teaches, the scriptures teach that no one has immortality except the man Christ Jesus, who according to 1 Timothy 6:16, who only has immortality. The death of the body and the resurrection of the body are not scriptural expressions. Death is the death of the person. Resurrection is the resurrection of the person. In the scriptures, it is the person who has said to die, not their bodies. Our hope is resurrection. It is our confident expectation. We're all destined to die. This is creation's lot in Adam. but we're also all destined to resurrection. This is creation's lot in Christ. Paul teaches us this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." The all who die in Adam are the exact same all who are made alive in Jesus Christ. This passage does not say what some people think it does, that all who are in Christ shall be made alive. Instead, Paul teaches us that in Christ shall all be made alive. Paul is teaching that God will have the ultimate victory in winning his entire creation back to himself. Paul taught us that the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary was for every man, not potentially, but effectually. This afternoon, our family's going to the viewing of a neighbor who'll be buried tomorrow. The third death in nearby houses in as many years. But one grand and glorious day there will be a resurrection. And we will all see his wonderful face. Though we die and the grave can seem so final and cold, we are all, every single one of us, going to have a great big comeback. Now for your edification and enjoyment, here's Rabble Knight, a dear friend of ours, singing a wonderful song he wrote, "Blessed Resurrection."
If I stay long enough, I'll be changed and come to you. But if I go, I'll just be gone until that beautiful occasion. I'll be gone and I won't know all the things that pass me by. But then I'll open up new eyes on the day of my blessed resurrection. Either way, I get to see your face. Either way, I get to hear your lips. Oh, a love as strong as this is well worth waiting for. A meeting with you will be a one-way trip into Renaissance. Talk about a big comeback from insufferable and troubled times. Talk about a great victory that will surely be me, snatched from the jaws of defeat on the day. Come and give me now. Resurrection. 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 Come and